Yeah, Dr. Wood, did you not state that, just when I was asking you questions, that you had not reviewed any data to determine, like well log data, to determine which way the water flows?
Let me explain. Well log data will not tell you which way the water flows. It will only show similar sand units. It'll show you, and from that one can connect, and it will show the continuity of the sand units. But it gives no information on the pressure level, or in other words, the height to which water will rise in the well.
Did you review any of the well information identifying the pressure heads for wells?
I looked at it briefly, simply to see that the map that had been produced by Hydrologic showing the direction of piezometric level decrease towards the Payette River Valley, to see what it was based on. That's correct, yeah.
I could just have, I gotta pull out one document here for the last question. If I could have just a minute. Could go into Exhibit 47, and that is a document completed by Dr. Walston titled Hydrogeologic Analysis of the M3 Eagle Site. And it's on the very last page, I believe, figure 9. And that identifies it as figure 9, 2,000 measurements of water level elevation placed on the contour map from Squire's work in 2008, which is the figure 1 in his. Do you see that?
I see that, yeah.
If you look to the north and west, at a red dot, which represents a well identified as 2412.
That's right.
Have you examined that information for that well, the pressure head?
No, I have not.
Are you aware that in testimony, Mr. Squires, Mr. Hudding stated they do not know what, if that's in Pierce Gold Sand Aquifer or not?
I'm not aware of that testimony either.
You see perhaps how Dr. Ralston is concerned with some of this when that dot represents an important point in terms of turning the water to the north, and yet M3 does not even know the construction of that well, whether that is in, they don't have a resistivity log to suggest it's in Perskill. Are you aware of that?
You know, I haven't really followed that reasoning. Interestingly, just looking at this, I see that what the elevation actually of the valley out beyond there is around about 2340 or so. Is that right? Yeah. So the shallow system out in the Payette River Valley is certainly below the water level shown in that well. And I've not looked at that well. I don't know how deep it is. I know nothing of its well construction. You know, it's sort of beyond my level of investigation. So, if you'd like,
would it be true to say you're not really sure which way the water flows with any?
No, I'm not saying that I don't know which way the water flows. I'm saying that what I've seen from the work that Hydrologic's done. They've taken the best available data and contoured it, and they've shown that it's very reasonable to show what were the blue line contours on that map.
Does using best available data, if it's an error, represent good analysis results?
You're saying that you're implying that there's some erroneous data in here, and I have no way of knowing what the data is, whether it's an error. But sure, you obviously don't use erroneous data to make a conclusion. Yeah.
No further questions.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Edwards?
No.
Thank you, Dr. Wood.
Okay.